Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. As you can see, we are not on the set of the Max City Morning Show. I'm not going to tell you where you're at, and I'm not going to tell you who I'm interviewing, because you know they can do a better job at that than myself. So on that note, can you please tell everybody at home who you are, what you're about, and where we are today?
Okay, I'm Sky Janvier. I'm here at Life Force Herbal Healing Center. This is where I work.
Okay.
I've been here for about just under 3 years now.
Okay.
So I love being here. I love being a part of the team.
Right.
Today we're going to talk about crystals.
Okay.
So I have a huge affinity for crystals. I love them.
Yes, you do.
They're probably my favorite thing next to yoga, so they work kind of hand in hand. I took yoga teacher training probably about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And when I took that, I kind of turned into chakras turned into crystals, and here I am.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I actually have been wearing a crystal that you coached me through about a month ago. So let's talk about all crystals today. So first and foremost, what are crystals and how are they formed?
So crystals are formed in the earth. They take millions, maybe thousands of years to form.
Right.
It depends on the type of crystals. You can have crystals that come from lava. You can have crystals that come from all sorts of crystalline structures. It really depends. Iron, minerals, all types of minerals. I really like crystals that come, there's even that ones that come from space. There's a couple that have come from meteorites that have crashed into Earth 15 million years ago.
Okay.
So there's a wide blanket of where crystals come from.
Okay.
But yeah, they're lots of fun, so.
Yeah, and they're packed full of energy.
Like, yes.
To make a crystal or a rock,
I
think people kind of take that for granted. You just see them, you're like, okay, it's like a hard rock.
Yes.
Or it's a crystal. Like, the amount of energy that is put into something like that is immense.
It is huge.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of power. A lot of people think that crystals are just rocks or stones.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that they have the power to change your life, to change the world.
Right.
They come from the earth, so when you work with them, I feel like they make you feel more grounded.
Right.
They help you work with the earth, so that's really important.
Yes.
Depending on which crystal you work with, they can do a lot of different things, so it really depends.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the favorites for being grounded would be like a black tourmaline, would be like an obsidian, a jet, a brecciated jasper. Those kinds of are really good to help keep you grounded.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so when people are coming in, like, what's a I don't want to say generic, but what's a crystal that you feel could help anybody and everybody, or like a starter crystal per se?
Clear quartz.
Clear quartz. Okay.
For me, it's clear quartz.
And so what does that mean?
So clear quartz is my favorite because it is a master healer.
Okay.
It's the crystal that you can program in any which way. So certain crystals have certain healing properties, but clear quartz has the power to be programmed to do whatever you want.
Okay.
So sometimes people come in and they have more than one issue. So I tell them to get clear quartz, to program it. Programming it meaning to set an intention with that crystal, ask it to do what you'd like, and it'll do exactly that.
Right.
So I love clear quartz just because it has its affinity to do it all.
Okay.
But a lot of more popular ones that people will ask for will be like rose quartz for love.
Mm.
We get a lot of amethyst people want for healing, for calming, for meditation.
Okay.
And we recently, a lot of people have been really into calcite, which is a very grounding crystal, and it is nice because it has all colors. So you have a crystal for everything for that one.
Now, when it comes to your crystals, you have to take care of them. There's like a regimen made, and I have a few thoughts on it, and not thoughts, I know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about it to us and me?
Yes.
Because it's not just a matter of like having it in your house and just leaving it there.
That's
There's a regimen that you have to to utilize with them. So what is that?
I always tell people when you bring your crystals home to give them a good quick clearing. That can be whether through water, you can use moon water, you can use spring water, you can even use tap, that's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the power of smoke. Smoke clears energy off of the crystal as well.
Okay.
You can also use the sun, you can use the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important part I always say when you bring a crystal home is just to give it a quick clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's been in a lot of people's hands as it got to you.
That's
But once you clear it, it becomes your crystal. So once you do that, once it's clean and clear, I tell people to put it in a place where you're going to spend a lot of time or somewhere that you will be reflecting with it. Right. That way it can kind of bond with you, grow with you.
That's right.
Another great way to get close to your crystals, I tell people, is to sleep with your crystals, especially for the first 3 nights that you get it. It's an immediate bond between the two of you. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a great affinity for them, and I really like being close to mine.
Right.
So I have a few just underneath my bed, a few by my windowsill.
Right.
Not a few, I have a ton all over the house. Who am I kidding?
Right.
But
right.
I have my special ones right where I want them.
Okay.
Yes.
And what about talking to them? Is this a thing?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, because like when you program them, you would talk to them that way.
That's right.
You would say, clear quartz, today I want to be able to have the confidence to get through this job interview.
That's right.
Today I want to have a lot of love in my life. I'm going to see a family that I haven't seen in a long time.
Right.
So you talk to them, you program them that way, and it works that way as well.
Set your intention for the day, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, the other thing with these crystals, because I think most people who have done any kind of research or heard about them, it's the moon. They are connected to the moon in one way, shape, or form.
Yes, absolutely.
So is this something that on a regular basis you should just put it out because the moon is kind of always out there? Or are there certain times of the month that are better than...
So I always say either a new moon's a good time to do it because it's a time of new beginnings, or a full moon because it's shedding what once was.
Okay.
So those are two perfect times to do it.
Okay.
Super moons are really great. I got all my crystals out for the super moon that we had last week, which was amazing because there was a storm that comboed with it.
That's right.
So I think that it put a lot of energy in my crystals.
Yeah.
So I believe in the power of the moon for cleansing crystals.
I'm going to say something weird that people at home, they're going to be like, Elliot, are you serious? Like, I went and I put the ring out on that super moon.
Yes.
Like, as it was over like a 2-night period.
Yeah.
The one was with the storm.
Yep.
And I kid you not, this ring with the crystal in it felt heavier.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dramatically heavier the morning when I went and I got it.
Absolutely.
So, you could say I'm a kook, you could say I'm crazy, but like, I don't know. It felt heavier to me.
Yes.
It was kind of nuts. So.
The ones that I put out, when I brought them back in, I even said to my partner, like, these feel different than they've ever felt before.
Yeah.
I don't know what the super moon did, but it did something magic to it. So I believe in it. I believe in the power of crystals.
There you go. And that's what it all is. You just got to believe.
Yes.
Okay, so on this show, we have a segment called the Maxity Minute. That's when Tanner asks you some questions.
Yes.
I don't know what he's going to ask you, so I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Tanner, hit her with the Maxity Minute.
All right, couple of questions for you today. The first one being, what do you think is the most underrated crystal in the store, and what does it do?
Oh, that's a big question. Underrated. Oh, that's a tough one. Okay, give me... I feel like probably the most underrated crystal in the store would probably be like sunstone. So we don't get a lot of traction of people wanting sunstone. People want carnelian, they want lots of rose quartz, but sunstone is one that embodies joy, optimism. It's a very powerful stone. It has grounding properties as well. And I just don't think it gets as much love as it should. So I say sunstone.
There we go.
Yeah.
And your final question. What do you think is the oddest thing a crystal can do that people would be surprised to hear?
Ooh, the oddest thing a crystal can do. You got tricky questions.
It's my job.
Odd crystal. What can it do?
It really is your job.
Well, if you work with Moldavite, the one that's the tektite that comes from space that landed here, a lot of people, when they work with Moldavite, they will notice a feeling of this pulling sensation coming from the top of their head, and I've had more people comment on, as soon as they touch Moldavite, feeling that. They get, Moldavite is one that people get the reaction from almost immediately once it's in their hands, whereas some crystals, you know, people touch them and they think, oh, it's pretty, it's this, it's that, but Moldavite has a direct energy, a very powerful energy, so I find that a little odd, that it's kind of happens with more than one person.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
And those have been your questions.
Awesome. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
In regards to crystals, what's the difference between having a crystal in your house and or wearing a crystal on your body or having it in your pocket or purse or whatnot?
When you wear a crystal on your body, it works that much more. It works, I'd say, tenfold than it would a crystal that you leave in your home. Crystals that you leave in your home have a crystal structure. It's kind of like a geometry. It's in your home. It's setting up a grid, kind of a protection. But once you leave your home, the power of that crystal doesn't necessarily come with you. When you're wearing the crystal, however, you have the power of the crystal with you wherever you go.
Okay.
For instance, I have my talisman here. It's a clear quartz Vogel.
Okay.
I never take my Vogel off. It's a healing Vogel, and it's also paired with two other crystals. I never take these off.
Okay.
And I feel like it always brings that healing with me wherever I go.
Okay.
Not only for myself, but being a healer here to help heal others.
Right.
And wearing crystals, if you want to wear crystals, I always tell tell people, try and wear them on your ears because it's closest to your crown, so you'll get the most connection there. Or if you're wearing jewelry, if you can, wearing your jewelry on your left side because it's closer to your heart. Connects to your heart.
All right.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. Okay. So if somebody wants to come and meet with you and learn about crystals, how can they set up that meeting? Do they just walk in? Do they call? Do they make an appointment? How does that work?
They can come in, walk in, talk to anybody if they want. If they want to talk to me directly, you can give the store a call. Just ask if Sky's working today. I can come in and come chat with you, no problem.
Okay.
But most of the girls here are really versed in the crystals. So you can chat with anyone.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we've come to the end of the show. That being said, before we cut anybody loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So
okay.
We have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh my gosh, like what does that mean?
You get a shout out, anything. You like, we've had some pretty unique shout outs over the 300 plus episodes, so anything.
I'm stumped.
I can't give you any hints, because usually when I give people hints, that's what they go with. So if I give you a hint, I can, but then you can't use it.
My favorite is a car. Somebody shouted out their car.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
you know,
anything.
Okay. Well, I want to shout out my favorite crystal, kunzite.
There we go.
Kunzite's my favorite crystal because it works with self-love, and most importantly, it heals old traumas. I've worked with kunzite for the last year and a half.
Okay.
I feel like it's made a huge difference for me. I usually wear it on my right hand right here, but my crystal's getting a little loose because I wear it every day.
Right.
I just brought it to the jeweler to have them tighten it.
Okay.
But I feel lost without it, and I love it so much. I love her so much, I should say. So I'll shout out kunzite.
I love it. Yes. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Yes.
Do appreciate it. Please feel free to come on the show at the set.
Okay.
I'd love to talk to you more about this topic. It's awesome, so don't be a stranger.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys down there. Down there. Other than that, I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.